Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is the Sunday Science Supplement for May 14th. I'm Dr. Nikki Ackermans, and today we're going to break down one of the science headlines of the week. On Friday, we talked about an experiment that let a paralyzed man write on screen using a brain-computer interface trained by machine learning as a novel way to decode speech. Until now, brain-computer interfaces used motor skills encoded into the brain to let paralyzed people control a cursor on a screen or grasp with a prosthetic arm. Until this study, it was uncertain if more complex, dexterous, and rapid skills, such as handwriting, remained intact in paralyzed individuals. When an intention, such as writing a letter, is formed, a decision is transmitted to the motor cortex, a region on the brain's surface that governs hand movement, where it is translated into actions like muscle motions. The study, published in Nature and funded by the NIH, describes a system where these electric signals are recorded using two implanted brain-computer interface chips, each approximately the size of an aspirin, containing about 100 electrodes. The electrodes pick up signals from more than 200 individual neurons firing in the motor cortex. The study participant, who was paralyzed from the neck down, was instructed to attempt to write as if not paralyzed while imagining holding a pen to paper. A recurrent neural network was trained to convert neural activity into probabilities for each letter written in real time. The neural network had an error rate of around 5%, and when the autocorrect was applied to these sentences, errors decreased considerably. The handwriting decoder, or mind writing, achieved the highest typing rate for a brain-computer interface ever, at 90 characters per minute. The previous record, using a point-and-click system developed by the same group of researchers, stood at 40 characters per minute. This is because handwritten letters were found to be easier to decode than point-to-point movements. This rate is about equivalent to someone of the same age as the participant, about 60 years old, typing on their smartphone. Another advantage of this system is that it is not tied to the eyes, giving the patient the freedom to look around and set their own communication pace. Previous systems were also limited to a vocabulary of around 50 words, but using handwritten letters provides a completely open vocabulary. This type of technology could improve independence of people with disabilities by simplifying the ability to communicate over the internet. It's important to note that this was a proof-of-concept experiment performed in a single participant, and that much more work is needed to show high performance in more people, given the variability of disabilities. In future experiments, the researchers aim to expand the character set to include capital letters. They also want to enable editing and deletion, all while improving the microelectrode system that still needs to be proven as safe and efficient before widespread clinical adoption. New designs also aim to increase the electrode count to improve performance and improve the decoding algorithms. The lead author of the publication and a researcher at Stanford University, Dr. Frank Willett, tweeted that the code and neural data from this experiment were made public and asks if machine learning folks would be interested in designing a more accurate algorithm that requires less training data. Any takers? For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. You can find me at Ackermans Nicole on Twitter, and my non-science podcast, Stories Your Granny Never Told, can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.